what you'll see, for example, when Dan shows you these validation reports, when we hopefully get a little bit of your blood this afternoon, or you can take Dan's blood, it may not be a bad thing for him, that we have these validation reports for these tests that go back many years. So I think he'll show you one. One of the tests they're going to do today is potassium. And the potassium report is from, I think, 2012, right? And we have a lot of tests that we've validated on our systems a long time ago, but we haven't brought up into the lab yet, or we're continually bringing up into the lab. And so basically when we developed our hardware, like this device that's gone through the clearance process, we developed each of the hardware systems that we have to be able to work on a very broad range of tests. So the systems can run all these tests, but the speed with which we then bring up new and more fingerstick-based tests in our lab is something that basically we're constantly working to put more and more on the platform. So the net is the technology is capable of running all these tests,